scare you. Praise God. Turn to Luke 18. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I would like to welcome all the visitors. Amen. I'm glad you got a chance to come. We just had to really press through this morning. Amen. A lot of times we don't go that long in the music. Of course, I make no excuses for getting in the spirit, whatever it takes. Some surrenders are greater than other surrenders. Amen. Some take a whole lot of praise. Others just take a mere lifting of the hand. You can surrender sometimes. But sometimes the Bible says the violent, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Sometimes we've got to get violent with our will. Amen. Hey. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's a forsaking all going for Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a forsaking all.
Yes. Hallelujah.
How many believe that?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Forsaking all. Praise God. I learned that the hard way. Before, I thought it was forsaking all, totally in the natural. And I forsook all that I had. Joined the communion and stayed with them for almost 2 years. Gave up my musical equipment and whatever money I had and all my possessions. I just gave it over. And I thought, well, this is forsaken all for Jesus Christ. I mean, I want to be his disciple. We all want to be Jesus' disciple. We all want to make it. Amen? And there are requirements. There's conditions in the Bible that are put forth for us to meet in order to make it. Hallelujah.
Right.
And someone came up to me in Lee Park and said, Brother, do you know that Luke 14:33 says, So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Wow. Really? Yeah, that's right. You can't be his disciple unless you forsake all that you have. And I said, well, I certainly haven't done that. You know, I've still got the amplifier my daddy bought me, and I've still got all these other things that, you know, I've collected throughout the years. You mean I have to give that up? You sure do. I said, well, I want to be Jesus' disciple. Here you go. And I gave it all up. And he says, wait a minute, you can't go back home. I said, what? You got to give up your parents, too. You got to give up this and that. You got to give up everything in the natural. And so I gave up everything in the natural. I only worked on the commune, and we plowed the grounds and picked up figs and grapefruit and everything else for about 9.5 hours a day. Didn't get a penny, but we got an annuals class. Hallelujah. We got the Word of God. But, see, that concept is completely taken out of context, hallelujah, used to make merchandise out of you. The Bible says, beware of those who will take you and make merchandise out of you. I was just a young babe in Christ. I didn't know the scriptures. And these people were just trained to memorize scriptures continually, daily. They didn't know really the interpretation of them. They didn't know the deep meanings of them. They didn't use them and apply them spiritually, but they applied them all in the natural. So sometimes movie stars would forsake all and give all that they had to this commune. Of course, it went to the mainstream man. It went to one man. Now he's totally corrupt. The love of money is the root of all evil. That man is just, to say the least, he's doomed. I mean, he's just completely gone overboard. That whole organization has completely been twisted and turned around, and all these young kids are forsaking all that they have because they want to. They're sincere. They're sincere babes in Christ. They want to do everything they need to do in order to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. So they look at the Bible and it says, forsake all. And Peter was confused about that. The young rich ruler, he was a good man, and a very well conduct. And you'll find out when you read Luke 18:18-30, that he kept all the commandments of God, and he showed due respect to Jesus by calling him a good teacher. And then Jesus turned around and said, you lack one thing, go sell all that you have and distribute unto the poor. And the young rich ruler looked at him and became very sorrowful, and he went away. He hung his head down low and went away. And Peter became very confused, and he says, wow. He said, I thought it was by faith. He says, you mean you have to sell all to obtain the kingdom of God? Then Jesus said, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And then he went on further to explain what he really meant to the young ruler. And we'll find out. Because Peter didn't forsake all in the sense of selling all that he had. He did forsake all in the sense of being a disciple. But there are many, many, many that returned to their jobs. And Paul was a tent maker, and on down the line. So Jesus meant more than just forsake all your material goods, give it unto the poor, and follow me. There was something much deeper, because the Bible says that people will even give their body to be burned. But without love, amen, they've accomplished absolutely nothing. So you can give up everything in the natural, but you can still hold on to it into your heart. For instance, I'll use me as a prime example of that. I gave up my amplifier in the natural, but I regretted it for 2 years. That's right. I still hung on to it in my heart. So I didn't really forsake the faith, did I? Not really. Because you can take a man and how do you join yourself to a material object? How do you join yourself? How do you get married to a material object? You set your affections upon it, right? It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual relationship that you have with a material object. So, I didn't really forsake all, did I? Right. So that's not really what Jesus meant. So let's read that real quick. Find out what it really meant. Praise God. Let's pray over the word real quick. We don't have too much time.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise Mighty God, change our lives, Lord. Change us, Lord. To your word. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Let the sunshine of your word, Lord, shine upon us, Lord. And change us, Lord. Nourish our souls, Lord. Amen, Lord. For I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's read this real quick. All right, you all have it. Let's go ahead and read it. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these things have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, Who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come, life everlasting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is it working? God. Hallelujah. Did you say all? Amen. Praise God. So we find out that the young ruler was a man of good conduct. He kept all the commandments of God. He showed due respect to Jesus by calling him a good teacher. So Jesus considered this man a very precious man. This was a very rare man. It's very rare to meet someone like this. So the Bible says that Jesus loved him. Yet Jesus laid down one requirement. He said, if you're going to serve me, you're going to have to be perfect. Okay, let's find out what that means. Matthew 19:21. I tell you, you talking about victory? Hold on. Hold on. 19:21. We're worth not chomping into that hamburger for another 20 minutes. 19:21. And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. All right? I just wanted that in there to go along with that. Other scripture. Luke 18. In other words, to follow the Lord perfectly, okay? Not lacking in anything. not letting anything hinder you, in other words. In other words, to follow God requires your whole being. How can you go on for God if you're holding on to something? Paul says, let go of that sin that so easily besets you. If it's anger, deal with it. If it's pride, get up and dance. I mean, there's all kinds of ways. There's tremendous solutions. Hallelujah. In the Jesus revolution. Amen. All kinds of solutions to get rid of your possessions. We hold on to things. We hold on our pride. We hold on our anger. We hold on to our bad attitude and our unforgiveness. But in order to be a disciple, in order to follow the Lord and not lack anything and to follow the Lord perfectly, we've got to give up these things. I'm speaking in the importance of the light of eternity. Amen. I mean, really, I'm here for just a moment. But someday, like a vapor of smoke, I'll vanish before your eyes.
Hallelujah.
We're all going to vanish. One generation comes like some grass, like the grass of the field. There's one generation of grass, and no sooner than the sun has risen, it withers away and it goes. And then another generation comes, it withers away and it goes. Then another generation comes, it withers away and it goes. We're watching a generation wither away. Here we are, just like green grass, but no sooner than the sun has risen. Amen. Then we're going to wither away too. So let's forsake all for Jesus. I want to go on for God all the way. It costs everything. Now, the Lord took me up on that 2 weeks ago when I said that. Did. Amen. But you know what? I still want to go on for God if it costs everything. Praise God. Amen. It just might hold on to it. You'll lose that which you try to keep, but you'll keep that which you lose. Amen. And they love not their life unto the death. Praise God. Praise God. We need to surrender continually. That's why it's so important when you're singing to meditate upon the Lord and to make these surrenders. It's a lot easier when you are singing to the Lord. It's a lot easier to surrender up things. Praise God. It's important to get into it. So, in other words, he was saying to follow me perfectly, not lacking in anything. In other words, your whole being given to God. The young ruler lacked one thing. What did he lack? The Bible says that he lacked, or he rather needed, to sell all his property, so the Bible says, distribute to the poor, then the way would be clear to follow Jesus. And Luke 14:33 does say, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my disciple. But in a world today, it's really totally unheard of for people who love riches and wealth as much as we do to forsake them all and distribute them to the poor. What man in here would stand up and give everything that he has and go out and distribute them to the poor? There's not too many. And God knows that. Amen? With man, it's impossible. But with God, anything, or everything, rather, is possible. We're going to find out. This has a deeper meaning. Don't get off track. I'm not going to stand up in just a second and say, hey, I'm poor. Give me all your goods. No, don't distribute them to the poor. I'm not going to say that. Don't worry. I'm not building you up to take your money. Praise God, like some people do. Because I've been down that route, I know. They'll use scriptures to make merchandise out of you. Okay. Number one, to follow the Lord means what? To sell all. If you're taking notes this morning, you put number one, to follow the Lord means to sell all that you have. You're talking about freedom. Wow. Let it all go. Amen. Don't hold on anything that would hinder you from going on for God. So when our young man heard this, what did the Bible say? He said he went away sorrowful. He went away sorrowful because what? He had great possessions. He came so near to Jesus, yet he kept his sorrow. Wow, just think. He came so close to the Lord, face to face. All his sorrows and problems could have been completely eradicated just like that. But he left with his possessions, and he left with great sorrow. Amen. He was determined to keep his wealth. Turn to 1 Timothy 6:10. Y'all can read that out loud. Whoever gets it first, just go ahead and start off reading. Man can lay up wealth, but you know what? You cannot lay up happiness. You can lay up much money, but you can't lay up much happiness.
Right.
That's right. So if people accumulate wealth, what do they accumulate? They accumulate trouble. You accumulate wealth, you accumulate trouble. It goes hand in hand. Luke 12, 19 through 21 says what? I quote it all the time. It says, I've been quoting all the time, believe me, I do. It says, thank you, Jesus. You know I don't mind. So I'm trying to forsake all this morning. I'm forsaking all this morning. Praise God. It says,
and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Praise God. I want to be wealthy towards God.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with having wealth in this world if you back up under the headship of God and do it under God's headship. Nothing wrong with it at all. So he's not talking so much about that. So as the young ruler left sorrowful, Jesus added these words. And you can read it right there in Luke 18. It says, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? First, the question was, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Then secondly, it's related to the matter of entering into the kingdom of God. So in connection with this, then Peter asked, who can be saved? Who can be saved? To be saved, to have eternal life, and to enter the kingdom of God are all put together right here. He says, to have eternal life is to forsake all, lest otherwise you be hindered. Praise God. So the rich man, who, in other words, speaks of one who's trust in riches of this world, trust in things in this life, has no way to enter the kingdom of God. Okay? It's absolutely impossible, Jesus said, for a camel to enter through a needle's eye. It's equally impossible, amen, for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Praise God. So when Peter heard all these words, he became immediately frightened. Because he, you know, wow, who can be saved if you got to give all? I thought it was by faith, not by words. Peter said, then who can be saved? Peter was bringing to the conclusion that only those who sold all could be saved. Okay, turn to John 6, 28. Just stay there. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Just turn to it. So Peter was a little upset. He wasn't at ease with the teaching that Jesus put forward. Because if eternal life is obtained by selling all or by works and not by faith, then who can be saved? Who's able to sell first, then to obtain eternal life? Now, number two, the real issue of what Jesus was saying. Okay, Jesus answered and said to Peter with one statement. He said, the things that are impossible with man are possible with God. All right? Like I said before, forsaking all of your material wealth is unheard of in this world. So the Lord acknowledges this. And he said it's humanly impossible. That's what he said. He said it's humanly impossible for this rich man to forsake all and distribute it to the poor. Alright? The problem with the young man was not his inability to sell all, amen, but rather his sorrowful departure. You'll get it. Just a second. Hold on. Praise God. So God knows that it's impossible for man to sell and distribute to the poor. But when the young ruler left sorrowful, he brought to the conclusion that this was also impossible with God. See what I mean? His sorrow was an outward demonstration that God couldn't do everything. That even with God, this thing of selling all is impossible. Amen. Okay, it's just like a little story. This man was on his way to go see the Lord. And this rich man stopped him in the way and said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to see the Lord. He said, when you see the Lord, will you ask him when will I get to come and see him? He said, well, I certainly will. And he went on down the road, and he saw a cobbler, a man in men's shoes, sitting under an apple tree. And the cobbler came up to the man and said, I hear you're going to go see the Lord. He says, I am. He said, when you see the Lord, will you ask and require of him when I'll be there to get to see him? He says, I certainly will. So the man went on to be with the Lord. And he saw the Lord, and as he was talking to the Lord, he said, by the way, Lord, he said, the rich man wanted me to inquire and ask you when he was going to get to see you. And the Lord says, he will not be up here. The man was startled because this rich man was not only a rich man, but he was a scholar. Well educated. Very educated. And the man was stunned to hear the words of the Lord. He will not come to get to see me. And he said, when you get back down to earth, he said, he will ask you what I said. He will ask you what I was doing when you saw me. He said, when he asks you this question, tell him I was threading a camel through an eye of a needle. The man was, you know, confused, but he said, oh, okay, I will. He said, also, the poor old cobbler asked me to ask you, when would he be here? He said, he'll be here very soon. And the man just walked away. He didn't understand it, you know. He thought for sure this scholarly person, this very rich person, would come to see the Lord. So the man walked down upon earth again. I don't believe in reincarnation, so get it off mine. But anyway, the man walked down earth. And here the rich man walked up to him and said, did you go see the Lord? He goes, I did. He said, what was he doing in his abode? What was he doing there? He said, well, he was threading a camel through a needle's eye, or through an eye of a needle. He said, what? He said, he was threading a camel through an eye of a needle. He said, threading a camel through an eye of a needle? Impossible! Oh, come on, you didn't go see the Lord. Yes, I did. And that's what he was doing. He was threading a needle, or rather threading a camel through the eye of a needle. I knew I was going to get mixed up on. And the rich man said, oh, knock it off. He didn't go sit that Lord. I don't believe that. Hey, a camel began to leave a bomb. How absurd. Oh, he walked away. The man just looked at him and figured that one out. So he walked on. There, that old cobbler, that poor old cobbler, was sitting on an apple tree. And the cobbler running up to him, he said, did you get to see the Lord? He said, I did. He says, what was he doing when he saw him? He said, he was threading a camel through the eye of a needle. The old poor cobbler said, oh, my Lord can do anything. Wow. And that man said, what? You really believe that? He goes, oh, yes, I believe that. He said, why do you believe that? He goes, why, sir? He said, I sit under this apple tree daily, and daily apples fall from the tree. You pick one up, and he says, if my Lord can put those big old apple trees in this little bitty apple, how much easier could he thread a camel through? He goes, ah, hallelujah! Praise to Jesus! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Hey, my son, praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus!
Hallelujah!
Praise you, Jesus! So you get the point, and you get the point, amen. Let's not limit the power of God to deliver you where you're at. God can do anything with man, with you. It's impossible to deliver you from yourself. It's impossible. But with God, anything is impossible. Amen. Let's fall in love with Jesus because you know that he's not limited. Amen. Let's stand up and thank God for the word. There's so much more to it. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Brother Russell, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, my Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, and amen, and amen. Let's not limit the power of God. That's what Jesus was talking about. Amen. It wasn't the young man. He praised God. It wasn't that he couldn't forsake all, but he limited the power of God. He went away sorrowful because he couldn't believe that Jesus could deliver him. Hallelujah. Praise you, my Jesus. Praise you, my God. I want right now, I want you to raise your hands. And I want you to confess to the Lord, hallelujah, that he's able to deliver you. I want you to pray to Jesus. Kelly, raise your hand.